It's just Dom and Charles here.
Yeah.
If you go to chaser.com.au/podcast and sign up to the Chaser VIP program for $9 a month, you get not only ad-free podcasts, Charles, but they also get to hear you fucking up your son's birthday meal. Here's a clip.
I just use my cooking salt thinking, oh, well, that's the same as salt flakes or whatever. Anyway, turns out completely wrong. It was the saltiest thing on earth, right?
It is
was
it the turkey or is it the chicken?
No, this is the chicken.
This is the chicken. Oh, my God, you screwed up again.
I fucking screwed it up in exactly the same way again.
So go down and sign up, chaser.com.au/podcast. Now let's get on with the rest of the Chaser Report.
Not my finest moment.
I enjoyed it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. It is Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2022. Charles Firth is here. I'm Dom Knight.
And we've got Chaz Licciardello.
I'm so glad. Charles, I thought you were going to interrupt to inform me that you'd sworn yourself in as host. At the same time as I was introducing the podcast.
That was literally going to be my next joke.
Are there tensions between you two?
No. It's completely ordinary. I don't know why everyone's all fussed about this. I secretly swore myself in as host of the podcast a few months ago without telling anyone.
There's a swearing in process to be host. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Everyone okay. swears and goes, oh, fuck, Charles is going to be host.
Yes. So, Charles, I've got here a signed legal instrument.
Yes.
That you've signed.
Yes.
So, hang on. How have you sworn yourself into a job? How does that
well,
work?
Well, my old mate from uni, Christian Porter, actually.
Christian Porter?
He told me this trick, right, which is, and you don't even have to tell anyone. I just signed this piece of paper, made myself host of this podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell no one at all.
Well, I was in the dark about it.
But what it meant was that I had all the powers of the host. So anything that Dom, I could just overrule at any point, secretly.
Well, if Christian Porter taught you this, how come he hasn't sworn himself into another job? Because he desperately needs one.
So I think we should explain, because as we know, Chaz doesn't follow Australian politics as closely. So this is quite a strange thing. Imagine if you're Scott Morrison. And this is the most baffling. The most baffling part of this is, he wanted more jobs. Firstly, he's prime minister; he's in charge of everything anyway. And secondly, it wasn't as though he was interested in doing that job. But we now learn, Chaz,
he swore himself into other ministries.
So he swore himself secretly. He swore himself into being the health minister at the beginning of the pandemic. He then swore himself in as the finance minister without telling the finance minister.
Yeah, so Matthias Cormann didn't know. We'll get to why in a sec.
Matthias Cormann found out this weekend.
This weekend that he was not the only finance minister in Australia. Scott Morrison was also. And then the resources minister, Keith Pitt, who was a Nationals, got overridden by Scott Morrison, who was also somehow a resources minister, and overturned his approval of a mine. By the way, quite a good thing.
Okay, I have to jump in here because I hadn't heard this story before. Okay, this
is the first time I'm hearing absolutely this. Green,
right? And so I am speaking for all the people at home who are wondering what the hell is going on. So let me ask a few quick questions. Number one, what is the point of being a secret health minister? Okay, no one knows your health minister. This actually does have an answer.
This one's the most sinister one, which is under the health orders during the pandemic.
Yeah,
the health minister had essentially absolute power, like power that is unimaginably massive, right? Well, he had the power,
Marvel style
without recourse to Parliament. The health minister was allowed to direct anyone in Australia to do anything or to stop doing anything at all in the interests of, you know, public health.
Yeah, right. So for instance, you know how we closed the borders and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
All those rules was simply signed off on by the health minister completely unilaterally.
And so what Scott Morrison went to Christian Porter is, he went to Christian Porter and he said, mate, I trust Greg Hunt, but he's not in the same faction as me. Maybe, you know, I also need to have that power, right?
Okay.
So just in case, you know, Greg Hunt goes power mad. Or,
Okay. So that's the advantage of being a secret health minister. What's the advantage of being a secret resources minister?
So hang on. So I can understand this on the basis that if Greg Hunt had come down with COVID, it was new. We didn't know. If it had knocked Greg Hunt out for 2 weeks, he needed a health order. No one else could do it.
Yeah.
So it's a stupid law. So it actually makes a degree of sense. But then he didn't tell anyone.
He didn't tell anyone, including Greg Hunt.
Or the Governor General, who's in charge of swearing in ministers, by the way.
Mm. Okay.
Right. So he just got legal advice.
Actually, I think he did tell Greg Hunt.
Greg Hunt agreed.
He said to Greg Hunt, "I trust you, mate. But I'm going to do this anyway." But part of it was, but I'll just tell you the story, which is what Scott Morrison said is the solution should be that the Prime Minister should be allowed to be able to direct
public
health orders. Yeah. And under the law, that was not possible. It was only the health minister who had absolute power. So that's why he went, I want some of that power.
So this to me is the really dumb thing, is that Christian Porter, who is a politician who worked for Scott Morrison and who had the job, apparently his legal advice is enough. You don't need to go to the Solicitor General or any of the public service lawyers. You don't have to go to the High Court. Yeah. You just go to your mate.
You get your mate.
In your cabinet.
Who you're helping out with a bit of a tricky.
He's got a little bit of an issue of his own to deal with.
I guess Christian Porter swore himself in as the person to give advice.
But then you ask, what's the point of being resources?
Yeah, resources.
Well, this is where all our left liberal instincts go haywire, right? Yeah. Which is we're going, this is outrageous that he would just become all these ministers. But the reason why is because they wanted to do a gas exploration less than 50 kilometres off the coast of New South Wales.
Okay.
But it was like in front of the northern beaches, right? Yeah. A lot of nice, well-heeled blue ribbon seats for the Libs. And Morrison didn't want, you can explore gas, but give it to the fucking Queenslanders or something like that. He didn't want it.
He didn't want to lose seats.
He didn't lose those seats.
Okay.
And he obviously probably also thought his view in Cronulla would end up being a bit gassy.
Sure.
And so he just swore himself in as resources minister, didn't tell anyone, and then just stopped the mic.
This is a year later.
A year later.
This is in 2021. He's like, I'm going to swear myself into another ministry and stop the resources minister.
So while he's swearing himself in for every single cabinet position, how come he didn't swear himself in for education minister for the last 6 months when Alan Tudge was hiding in his home?
That's a very good question. How do we know he didn't?
So how'd this come out? How did we find out about this?
Yeah, he must have just
Simon Benson's got a new book.
Called Plagued.
Yeah,
So Benson knows somehow, even though the actual health minister and resources minister and finance minister didn't know.
Simon Benson's the Minister for Communications. No, but it's completely bizarre. And, I mean, Albanese's come out and absolutely slammed it and said, look, we were running the shadow ministries, but Scott Morrison was running a shadow government, which is bizarre when you consider he didn't run the regular government during the pandemic. Yeah. To be going out with the job of running another secret government is bizarre.
I think it makes sense when you look at all the photos of Scott Morrison.
Right.
Because he liked cosplaying jobs. He loved pretending that he was a hairdresser.
No. He's
always in mining
gear. Yeah. He wasn't pretending. He was a licensed hairdresser.
He swore himself in.
That's right. He loved being a coal mine. He was like a little child in a lolly factory. And then he suddenly found himself, he's allowed any lolly. He's allowed to play any character in this whole factory.
Is it time then to reevaluate Scotty's holiday to Hawaii, given that he really needed a holiday?
Yeah.
he had so many jobs.
Apparently he flew the plane over there.
He swore himself in as a pilot.
He swore
himself with the flight center guy, the little flight center captain.
Actually, you got a flight center now that Scott Morrison's behind him, awkwardly.
And but he served himself drinks because he was the stewardess.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. More news. Less often.
It's not clear to me. I think someone needs to check, and I don't know who this person is. Maybe it's Christian Porter. Is Scott Morrison still a shadow prime minister? Is he actually still in power in a way that we just somehow can't tell. We've been wondering what he's been doing, what his jobs are. He just went to Japan. Mm. Maybe he swapped himself into the Japanese government as well. Where does it end? Because you just don't know.
It's so bizarre. I mean, one Labor hack said, oh, it was Bill Shorten, said, does he have some sort of, is it a messianic thing? Like, did he think he was the Messiah? Like, he's sort of going around sort of touching portfolios and making miracle work.
It doesn't reflect very well on Jesus, does it? If he was trying to be like Jesus and turning sort of not doing a terrible job and taking other people's work away.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, when Jesus was before Pontius Pilate, he didn't say, I'm sorry, Pontius, I'm actually the governor of the province of Judea. I've got the fixed term here. Christian Porter told me it would be legal.
So do you ever use any of these powers? Do you actually?
No, I don't think he did as health minister, but he did the resources one he did.
Yeah.
And the one that I don't understand, but the finance one.
Yeah, the finance one is very bizarre because I think in the book it actually said he'd said it, but did he talk to Simon Benson? I don't think.
I'm not sure where the information.
But the whole idea was that it's very important to have two people's hands on the public purse at this point.
That's a strange quote.
Dispersal of all these, because there was a whole lot of extra money sloshing through the thing. I mean, it sounds
I know,
a little bit corrupt. But also, he was.
Yeah, it does. I know Scott Morrison's a fan of people laying hands on each other in ministries.
Sure, actually, yeah.
but not in the finance world.
Maybe he did tell everyone about it at a cabinet meeting, but he was speaking in tongues, so I didn't understand. No, but it's true. Because he wasn't treasurer. So he didn't have the top economic portfolio. I mean, he was just the finance minister. Oh, that's completely bizarre.
Yeah.
And Matthias Cormann, the fact that Matthias Cormann didn't know about it is quite bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, although some people are saying, oh, yeah, come on, he must have known. But, how would you know?
Yeah. I mean,
Dom didn't know that I was the host of the Chaser Report.
But you told him. You couldn't hold on to it for more than a day. Scott Morrison held on to it for 3 years.
The really awkward thing is that I've been the co-host of Planet America since it started. I'm getting the paychecks.
That explains a lot.
If you fall over.
I think this is what we should do. We should go around and swear ourselves into the jobs that we've always coveted. Like, yeah. I'm gonna run the ABC from now on.
That's the job you've always covered. No.
Don't aim any higher than that. Just be David Anderson, a bureaucrat who got promoted to the point.
No, I mean, like, ITA.
Oh, you want to be ITA?
I want to be ITA.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the day-to-day running.
No.
I just want to set the general direction.
You just want the Australian to write editorials about you.
I just want to cobble the flak.
You just want to go to estimates.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
What would you swear yourself in as?
I think I would swear myself in as the Channel 9 voiceover guy who talks about the sitcoms. Like, you know, however, there's a for the past 30 years now, Channel 9 has had these terrible rerun, like, you know, the kind of like Mum or Two and a Half Men
two
or something.
Half Men was
and there's a voiceover guy who always goes, a riotous new episode of That guy has the easiest job in the world. Like, literally all he does is say the word riotous once every 6 months and they just loop it over and over and over again for the last 30 years, been the same guy. I want to be that guy. Can I do that?
I think you could probably do that without swearing. Ask.
Chosen a fairly low bar. Yeah, I'd like to be a rock star. I think I'd. Who would be the best?
Oh, you're going to swear yourself in as Bono.
As Bono, that's yeah. I've certainly got the pomposity
but
down pat.
You only know how to play the bass. Like, you'll have to swear yourself in.
I might swear myself in as Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just him. Like, he wouldn't know if someone else was behind him getting the paychecks. He just loops it all anyway. I'll just get all of his loops and play back the loops.
I think I'm going to swear myself in as Thor. Like, if we're allowed
that's pretty good. I'm feeling pretty bad about aiming as the Channel 9 voiceover guy. Yeah. You've chosen Thor.
In which sense? Do you mean actually the God of Thunder or do you mean Chris Hemsworth? Because they're both pretty good jobs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Why not both?
You
don't have to choose.
That's right.
Actually, swearing myself in as head of Marvel would be pretty fun. Just proving all sorts of increasingly ridiculous superhero movies.
No, well, except... And this is a total left turn, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Have you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No, what's this? What are we talking about? So to our three words.
No, this is a multiverse movie.
Oh, Michelle Yeoh's in it.
Okay.
It is just, it destroys the entire Marvel canon. Like, suddenly you go, oh, Marvel is now unwatchable. You see that movie and suddenly you go, oh, that's what a multiverse movie is supposed to be. Yeah, oh, it's interesting.
It's the same woman being in lots of different dimensions.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's actually, it's got things like emotional truth. It's got like, you know,
it's becoming a movie review segment all of
the
sudden.
Characters have motivations. See, that's what I would swear myself in as. I would swear myself in as the director of that movie, which was a fucking amazing movie. It was like the best movie of the decade. And it makes all Marvel movies unwatchable. Suddenly you go, why would you do Wham Bam Thank You Man?
I know you love this movie you just said, but can I just say that I am absolutely sick to death of can Marvel just choose one area and stay in there? They're just taking over the entire cinema industry. Yeah. Every single genre is now Marvel.
Marvel, that's right. Yeah, because Love and Thunder was just basically a comedy.
Yes, they're like just like there are like 20 different genres in the Marvel universe now.
You're saying that they've got a multiverse of genres.
They do. Just stay in your bloody lane, Marvel, and let's someone else make a movie.
Yes.
Just one other person, please.
So let me just see if I get the theory of the multiverse right. Like you have the same person, so they look the same in different universes, different dimensions, doing different jobs. Like in Michelle Yeoh's one, she's always different jobs. Is there a universe in which Scott Morrison is still Prime Minister?
Yes. Well, according to this, absolutely.
He won the last election. How the fuck would he have done that? I'd love to know.
Well, the truth is that the universes get more and more unlikely as you go along.
This is what I'm wondering.
Would be on the very, very outer extreme of the universe.
But hang on, let's push it even further. How unlikely is too unlikely? Is there is every theoretical possibility a different universe? Because could there then be a universe in which Scott Morrison was competent.
No, that's pushing it even for Marvel, surely.
I actually think when we say the same thing at the same time, that creates a new multiverse.
That's it for today. As the host, I'd just like to say our gear is from Rode. And we are part of the Acast Creator Network.
And my gear is from the guy in the corner down the street.
Catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.